Mishnah Dalet. What happens if you have, let's say, 10 people who are part of one chabura for a Korban Pesach, and they decide between themselves that they're only going to have 10 people? So each person is going to be able to have a tenth of the animal. But then one of those people in the group appointed and designated the animal to be for other people as well. Let's say he added another 2 people to the group. So now there's 12 people in the group. The question is, does that mean that everybody is now going to get a smaller portion? So says the Mishnah, Hamam Ne'imar Yachirim B'chelkei. One who appoints other people with him in his portion. So he's got a portion in the Korban Pesach, and he appoints other people to be part of that portion, part of that Korban Pesach. Says the Mishnah, Rashoy Menei Chavur Alit Nes Shaloi. The other members of the group have permission. They are able to give that person his portion, meaning only 1/10 of the animal, and each of the other members will also get a tenth, the full amount which they were going to get at the beginning. And that person who added people will eat from his own Korban Pesach, and he can share that with the other 2 people who he added. But those 2 people are not going to make it that everybody else has less of the Korban Pesach, because the person who added them had no right to do so, really. He only had right to do so within his own portion. So he can now split his portion into 3 and give them Korban Pesach meat from his own portion. But he's not able to take away from everybody else. And so it emerges that he would eat from his own Korban Pesach, and he would sort of have his own group together with these 2 other people. And all of the other people who are part of the original group would eat from their own Korban Pesach, and they would have the full 10th of the animal.